weekly chart and in the daily, we are still very bullish. Now, the one thing I want you to realize is I do believe we're going to stay in this consolidation zone for at least a couple more days, if not a week or two. You can see we're below the exponential moving average, this light blue line, which is not necessarily the best sign for momentum to the upside, but I just don't believe we're going to see this showing bearish signs anytime soon. I think we will continue to consolidate in this range, allowing some of these altcoins to start heading up. And the one thing you guys have to realize is every single time we see a Bitcoin cycle, we're also going to then see an altcoin cycle. Now, if you guys have been keeping up with our YouTube channel, then you guys know I'm not expecting as much price action with altcoins as we did in 2017 because we have a smarter investor market, but that doesn't mean there's still going to be opportunities in the altcoin market. So we will take a look at that, but you can see with the MACD right now, this is a very good sign to see where buyer and seller pressure is. We're still seeing a little bit more seller pressure, and it looks like we're starting to recharge right now with our moving average divergence here, the MACD, which is very good for Bitcoin because we definitely need to see some sort of consolidation for us to then recharge and then see more and more buyer and bullish action. And that's where we're going to start to see more of these institutional volume spikes occur. And I want to do a little bit of an institutional volume analysis here so you guys can realize that when we do see a $100,000 Bitcoin, it's going to be because we see institutions pouring liquidity into this market. And you can see how the institutions like to get into this market by these volume spikes here. So you can see their dollar cost averaging into this market. And it looks like we haven't necessarily seen much sell volume from institutions because there's just not that much high sell volume bars here, which shows me that institutions right now, and as we've talked about over the last 2 years on this channel, they are seeing more and more interest in this market. And Cambridge Analytics, which supplies over $300 billion of managed assets reference points for investments, for the first time ever in March announced to all of their institutions, they recommend a 30-point investment in blockchain and cryptocurrency, which has never happened ever before. Therefore, I believe we're going to start to see more and more of these institutional volume spikes along the way, allowing Bitcoin to continue to see upside. And one chart that also confirms this here is if we look at the total cryptocurrency market cap chart here on the daily, you can see we have some very strong support here at that $280 billion market cap range. And that's a very good area for support for the overall cryptocurrency market as a whole. And the other aspect of this chart that's very important is just noticing how much more volume we have during this bull trend than we did in 2017, which is showing me that we're seeing a lot stronger of a bull market than we did in 2017, which 100% leads me to assume that the cryptocurrency market cap as a whole will eventually reach a $1 trillion market cap. And I believe that's when we're going to start to see a huge shift in dynamics with the world economy. Because if we look at some headlines, you can see countries like Venezuela are now going fully crypto. You can see Maduro orders Venezuela's biggest bank to accept crypto petro nationwide. Why is this important? Well, I believe this is the future of currencies. If we look at gold's chart right now as well, gold is still at these all-time highs since 2014, and we are not necessarily seeing any bearish action here. As a matter of fact, we now have this very strong support here for gold at 1375, and now, just like Bitcoin, we may see a little consolidation area here, allowing more of these currencies to catch up. But for the most part, I believe we're going to start to see currencies head to lows while assets and storage of value assets like gold and Bitcoin heading to new highs. And I think if you want to have a good reference point of where Bitcoin is headed, you can also watch gold now. And we're seeing a lot of correlations with gold and Bitcoin as Bitcoin is the quote unquote digital version of gold. So it would make complete sense that that's what's occurring. So I see we have an amazing live audience on Bernard, Hassan, Robert, and MS Beef in the house. Good to have you guys. Make sure to like this video. If you guys forgot to like the video, it definitely helps out with all of our views and algorithms with YouTube. But hopefully that analysis makes a little bit of sense. So overall, I definitely expect a $1 trillion market cap for the overall cryptocurrency market. And that will then lead Bitcoin to hit those all-time highs and potentially seeing $100,000. And I think another big aspect to watch here is Bitcoin dominance, because understand that not only did we hit that 62% dominance mark and we started to pull back a little, but we're now back at that 63%, 62% dominance range, and we are testing these highs. And in my opinion, the reason we'll see the $100,000 Bitcoin is the initiation of this bull market was as soon as we started to see Bitcoin dominance starting to rise. And the initiation of the bear market in 2017, as you can see here from December of 2017, was when Bitcoin's dominance was starting to lower. And I think that's just more and more investors becoming smarter in this market, realizing that Bitcoin is the benchmark against all of these altcoins. All of these altcoins really are being valued on Satoshis more than they are on US dollars or any other currency, knowing all of the other aspects of the world economy that are pretty unstable right now. People are more likely to bet on these altcoins based on their Satoshi value than they are on any sort of currency value. And I think that's the reason we'll see Bitcoin head to that 80% dominance range where it pretty much stayed for the majority of its existence. And so I think that's the biggest difference we're seeing here in this market, and that's why there's that huge potential for us to see that $100,000 Bitcoin. So I'd love to hear your guys' comments about that in the comments. And once again, we're going to be giving away this book, The Intelligent Investor, at the end of this live stream. So make sure you guys pay attention, because I will ask you a question from this live stream. So understanding that the total cryptocurrency market cap has a strong support at $280 billion, we're seeing strong volume. We're expecting that $1 trillion market cap, which isn't out of this world, right? Forex is a $7 trillion market. Traditional markets are over $50 trillion. It would just make sense for the cryptocurrency market to be at $1 trillion very soon. And then we also have the confirmation with Bitcoin dominance. And then the final confirmation and the biggest opportunity, in my opinion, is going to be the swings we see here with the cycles. Because as you can see, when looking at US dollar value right now, Bitcoin is in its down cycle, and this is what we've expected here in our premium, especially. That's why we've been posting those BitMEX signals as well as those altcoin signals, because not only are we seeing USD value drop for these altcoins when Bitcoin sees downside, but we then see the cycle where the Bitcoin value starts to rise, and then you're able to then accumulate more Satoshis, which eventually turn into more US dollars, especially if we expect Bitcoin to continue the price action that we're seeing right now. And then the overall confirmation about all of this is the fact that you can see we're maintaining these high transactions per day volume. And we didn't do that in 2017 when Bitcoin saw 20,000, but we're doing that now. So those are the strongest fundamentals, in my opinion, right now, that will lead us to assume that the $100,000 Bitcoin is extremely likely. And it's very, very, it's coming to a very close time frame, in my opinion, as we start to see gold and some of these shifts in the world economy, like Venezuela, starting to really, really hone in and say, hey, we want all of our citizens using the Venezuelan petro. And so I think that's a very big deal. I hope you guys do too. And to move on to our next topic, and to finalize this analysis, there's two scenarios here that I'm looking at. So I think this is important because our scenarios have been very accurate lately. And so the first scenario is that we continue to consolidate around this level of 10,700 and 12,300. And what that'll also allow us to do on this daily chart for Bitcoin is for that 50-day moving average to head towards that consolidation zone, or at least in that accumulation zone, to give us that strong support for further bullish action. And we will continue to see upside for Bitcoin further after this consolidation period occurs, allowing some of these altcoins to start to pull back. Because when you look at altcoins, you're seeing the complete opposite. If we pull up Ethereum to Bitcoin, for example, looking at the daily MACD, we're not seeing it charge right now with buyers. We're seeing it charge with, we already saw the sellers come in with that pressure. And so now it's like we've already charged up to see buyers come in. And you can see MACD right here, that fast length is starting to bounce on that slow length. And eventually what we're going to see, like you saw here, is that crossover. And once that crossover occurs, that's when the buyers come in. And that's very, very likely here soon for Ethereum. So we're seeing this across the board for most altcoins. The reason I don't want to do too many altcoin price predictions right now is because looking at Ethereum's Satoshi chart right now, It's pretty much what we're seeing with the majority of altcoins. And that's the fact that looking at the higher time frames on the weekly and the daily, we are in very, very good risk to reward ratios for great trade opportunities here. Because as you can see, the risk to reward on a weekly chart, which is a very strong chart, is extremely good here. You can see very low risk here, knowing that we have that strong support at that 2.3 million Satoshi range, and we have all this potential upside. But if we were to be a little bit more realistic with this bull market, I would say the upside we'd have right now is that 50% upside versus that 10% downside right now. And then, of course, there is that opportunity and potential for us to head to these higher levels, but I don't think that's going to occur for all of these altcoins. Like I said, I feel like this altcoin cycle will occur, but it's not going to be as strong as the cycle that we saw in 2017, because investors are a lot smarter, and a lot of these coins don't have the same intrinsic value and use case that they did in 2017, like Ethereum, where in 2017 it was being used to raise billions of dollars in ICOs. Right now, we're not seeing that at all. We're seeing IEOs, and ICOs have become outdated. And so I think what we'll see right now with these altcoins is amazing risk to reward ratios. We're seeing it also test this EMA. You can see this exponential moving average. We're starting to test it. We've been below it, especially on the daily chart, where that EMA is extremely powerful as an indicator. You can see that light blue EMA here. We're testing it, and we're trying to go and break bullish above it. And I believe we will see this cycle here very soon for these altcoins. So extremely exciting. The other aspect to this, as you can see, we've got positive divergence here with the RSI on Ethereum to Bitcoin, which, like I said, is pretty much mimicking the majority of altcoins in this market. So you can see we had this double bottom with RSI on the daily. Now we formed this higher high, this lower high, and we are still continuing this uptrend. And we actually, looks like we just broke above 40, which is extremely bullish, because anywhere between 40 and 60 in RSI is bullish areas for us to start heading towards those overbought levels beyond 60, and then eventually above 70, which will then be the indicator for us to rebalance and reposition our portfolio and take profits. But right now, we're seeing amazing risk to reward ratios for these altcoins. So if you guys are a part of our premium Discord group, we will be posting all of our altcoin trades there on a daily basis. You can see today alone, we had three altcoins already hit profits. And we post all of our signals and results in the free signals in our Discord. So if you guys are not a part of the premium group, the Discord link is also in the description. You just won't have access to some of the premium features, but you'll still get access to the free signals chat to see all of the results, as well as our community. So I highly recommend you guys join the Discord. The link is also there in the description alongside the premium group. And by the way, we have an iTunes podcast for those of you guys that like to listen on the go. So make sure you guys check out the podcast as well. The link is in the description if you guys are podcasters. So to continue on with our analysis, as we now have went over Bitcoin, the potential for it to head towards 100,000, as well as the altcoin cycles and how those are going to occur over the next few weeks, let's now move on to some headlines here. And the first headline, which I'm extremely excited about, is Bitcoin is nightmare for banks laundering $2 trillion every year. And I want to talk about why this is important. You can see this tweet here that got a ton of support. It says, banks help launder over $2 trillion every year. That's over 10 times more money than the entire Bitcoin network is worth. Why are they so critical of Bitcoin? Because a public ledger would mean their worst nightmare, accountability. And as we move forward, you can see in this article, it says, China and Europe are pumping money into their systems in order to compete with the US. In his view, the US should compete by doing the exact same, which would effectively devalue the dollar. And they're referring to Donald Trump and what's occurring right now with the economic war with China. And so what this is showing me, alongside with this Venezuelan article about the president going to the main bank and saying you have to accept Petro nationwide, is I believe we're starting to see, like we've been talking about, currencies are coming to a low while the storage of value assets are coming to a high. And that's why it's important to understand value investing. That's why I'm going to be giving away this book to one of you guys here on the live stream. You see, we have All Eyes on Me, Anthony Monaret on the live stream. Good to have you guys on our YouTube channel. So understand this, when we look at gold right now, we're also seeing these highs. Now, what typically occurs in the economy is when there is uncertainty with traditional markets and traditional investments, investors and institutions will then hedge their money in storage of value assets like gold. For the first time ever, though, Bitcoin is now present in the market for investors to put liquidity in. And that's why I believe we are seeing all of this exponential amounts of volume coming in to the total cryptocurrency market, as well as Bitcoin's parabolic increase in price versus altcoins, which aren't necessarily seeing the type of parabolic levels that we are with Bitcoin. You can see this insane amount of volume here when looking at this total cryptocurrency market cap chart. So that's my opinion, and I'm actually really excited to talk about this with some of our premium members. We're going to be doing a live call after this live stream. It's going to start 15 minutes after this live stream ends. So if you're in the Discord and you are a premium member, you want to go to this live calls area and go to private live calls and just connect your mic in there. And I'm going to be able to actually interact with you guys one-on-one for those of you guys watching this live right now that are a part of our premium group. So I can actually start meeting some of you as well as interacting and answering some of your questions. So we'll have maybe a 30-minute discussion in this private live calls chat after this live stream. So for those of you guys that are premium members in the Discord, make sure to head towards that at the end of this live stream. We'll take a couple questions here. We'll give away this book and we're going to wrap up this live stream and head to the live call. It'll be a early Friday for us. And by the way, happy Independence Day for those of you that enjoyed your July 4th yesterday with family. I hope you guys had a ton of fun. Russell from YouTube says, Naeem, what up? Long time. What's the deal with XLM? Are all of these alts dead out here? No, not all of these altcoins, but I just believe, Russell, that we're not going to see as much altcoin momentum as we did in 2017, because as we talked about in our video on Wednesday, we did comparisons of the majority of these altcoins to Bitcoin on these double charts, and we were showing you exactly why. And I'll pull it up right here. We have this prediction set because when you look at this weekly chart for Ethereum to the left and Bitcoin to the right, what you notice is in 2017's bull market, yes, Bitcoin saw this parabolic increase, but and Ethereum did as well. But now Bitcoin sees this parabolic increase, but Ethereum Satoshi value is just sitting here at the bottom. And that's across the board if you pull up XRP, LTC, and as well as XLM. So that's what's happening right now. We're seeing a different type of altcoin to Bitcoin cycle. However, there's still major opportunities. And that's why I highly recommend you guys don't go out and get your information from the wrong areas. Make sure you're getting it from solid sources. I have analysts watching over 50 altcoins 24/7. And that's why we're able to post such amazing signals and hit these amazing profit targets like this, for example, 30% here, 5 days, 8% here today, 5% here this morning. You can see yesterday, Dent, 40%. We actually went over the Dent signal on the live stream Monday, and somebody was like, oh, you know, that's a pump and dump. Like, they were like cursing at me on the live stream. They're like, that's not, you know, it doesn't make any sense. But I told you there was amazing risk to reward there, and there was a huge trade opportunity. And guess what? It went 40% up, and take profit occurred. Look, we were at these all-time bottoms. So I believe we're going to see a lot more of these opportunities right now. And if you are contemplating whether or not you want to get into altcoins right now, I believe it is a good time to get into altcoins as Bitcoin sees its consolidation between that $10,700 and $12,000 range. And now is the time to rebalance those portfolios away from Bitcoin into altcoins. And then we will continue to watch Bitcoin as we wait for that daily candle break above 13.5 for us to confirm the next two targets of 16,000 and then 19,000. So Mr. Kobayashi put a question mark, but didn't ask a question. No, he says, short-term price prediction for Tezos. You know, I don't want to pull up that chart right now because I'm not going to do altcoin analysis here, but I did see an article headline for Tezos recently. I believe something occurred there. I'm not 100% sure, but I would have to do a little bit more of a fundamental analysis on that, Mr. Kobayashi. That's an interesting name here. So sorry about that. I'd only like to talk about stuff I'm more competent and confident about. You know, one of the companies I advise, actually, this was like the seventh company that I started advising, and they didn't necessarily like ask me many questions from the start, but they recently reached out to me. And what I'm realizing is the majority of these companies now are realizing that raising funds as an ICO or even as just a blockchain and cryptocurrency company right now is a very, very fruitful market, because a lot of investors are eyeing blockchain and cryptocurrencies right now, and they're really trying to see where are the proper long-term investments. And you guys know we've posted about 3 long-term investments in our chat and in our group. And so if you guys don't know, we don't just post swing trading crypto signals. We don't just post day trading signals and BitMEX signals. We also post long-term trades. One of the trades that I did add, and I set those zones and those entries and targets for last week was BAT, BTC, so basic attention token. And the reason being is because, I've had some interactions with the founding team of BAT recently, and obviously, I don't ever do paid promotions here, and I would, if I ever did take money for a promotion, I would tell you guys, but I like to analyze how these teams actually act in a normal business environment. I also own another company called the Penthouse Mastermind, where we throw a mastermind in Hollywood every single month at a $30 million mansion at the top of the Hollywood Hills. We have billionaires, 8 and 9 figure business owners, and huge, huge names coming. I think we'll have Brock Pierce at our next one. Good friend of mine. If you guys don't know, Brock Pierce coded EOS. He's one of the founding partners, one of the billionaires in this space. And being in those environments, what I'm telling you right now is that we're seeing a lot of interest with these investors, these people that have cash and that have liquidity. They want to get into this market. They're realizing the shift in the world economy right now. And I hope you guys do too, because we're seeing a huge, huge, huge shift in dynamics, especially with Trump and China and the tariff war that's occurring right now. There is a lot of uncertainties, but the one thing I'm certain about is Bitcoin, and it's proven itself for almost a decade now. And so if you guys love Bitcoin, like this video if you think it's a beautiful asset class, because I do. So I'm going to like the video right now for myself. Let's take another question. Mad Mining says, several Tezos models have a hardware hack that can't be fixed with a firmware update. Interesting. How about ETH in regards to Bitcoin Veteran? So as we talked about, we did our Ethereum analysis. Right now, there's very high risk to reward when it comes to trading these altcoins. So there's a lot of reward versus risk right now. There's all these solid support levels across the board. We can pull up more and more of these altcoins like TRX, right? BTC, you can see amazing risk to reward right now. So for those of you in our premium group, get ready for some really good signals over the next week or so, because I am super excited for this altcoin cycle, but it's not going to be as parabolic as it was last year, most likely. And we've talked about those reasons, and that's my opinion on ETH in regards to Bitcoin. We'll see price action to the upside. Yes, they're releasing Ethereum 2.0, and that's going to do something, that's going to make it a better deapplication network. But at the end of the day, it's not raising billions of dollars in ICOs like it did in 2017. Therefore, it's not going to see millions and billions of dollars of price action for no reason, right? And their best use case right now is CryptoKitties. And how many active users are in CryptoKitties? I think it's less than 100. So not very much use case. Bitcoin's a whole different topic, right? I just started advising this blockchain BTM ATM company where they have Bitcoin ATMs all around the United States and expanding internationally. And we're seeing huge interest right now with just traditional ATMs looking to incorporate Bitcoin into their software for people to start enabling withdrawing deposits. And so we're just seeing an interconnected economy. It's so beautiful to me. The internet changed the world, and now this is the second version and the better version of it. And as Brock Pierce told me 2 months ago in a private gathering, the internet in its current form is unstable and built on a weak foundation that needs to be rebuilt on a blockchain. I think BAT is one of those companies, which is why I'm starting to really like BAT, because they're building infrastructure like the Brave browser, which is seeing huge, huge adoption. If you guys use Brave, I've heard of Brave or BAT, basic attention token, say I in the live stream. But that, in addition to the decentralized model that they have in comparison to Google Chrome and Mozilla Firefox, it's 64% faster, built on a blockchain, a lot safer. I think we'll see those type of companies seeing very high upside potential for the future. What if BAT becomes the next Facebook, right? Because the Brave browser, for example, because they're behind the Brave. The reason I like BAT is because not only do they have a cryptocurrency, but they're creating actual like products and services that the industry needs, and incorporating their technology into it, but solving an issue that doesn't necessarily require the I would say the expression of the technology behind it, if that makes sense. So it's like the internet. You know, one of my mentors told me this. He's like, back in 2000, nobody knew what a website was, but it didn't matter that nobody knew how the websites were built or what a website was or what a DNS server was or what web hosting was. What mattered was what it did for people, which was it allowed people to become interconnected worldwide. And it's the same thing with blockchain. And I think that's the biggest issue we have right now when it comes to crossing that gap of marketing this technology to the general population in order for us to see true mass adoption. It's the fact that people don't understand the technology. But when you have companies like Bat creating the Brave browser, for example, which doesn't necessarily showcase the technology, but uses the technology, that's the type of company I want to invest in long-term. That's the principles of value investing. And I think this is a perfect time to give away this book and move on to our live call. So we're going to continue this conversation, and I'm going to be doing it in our Discord group. This is a free Discord group. The link is in the description below, but this live call will only be for the premium members. And if you are a premium member, you also get access to our signals. We're going to be here under private live calls. I just joined it, so you guys can start joining the chat, and we will continue this as a two-way conversation versus a one-way conversation. Instead of a monologue, we'll have some dialogue about what's happening in the economy. We'll talk about the long-term investments in this market, as well as any questions that you guys might have. But here's the question for the book giveaway. And by the way, I think our BitMEX Bitcoin signal just hit profits. Yep, check that out. Oh no, it hit stop loss, but I think the stop was set too low. Hello? 1085, it shouldn't. Oh, we have somebody in our group. So people are already joining. So you just stick in that chat until I'm in there. But there's one hit. But yo, as soon as we hit that stop loss, we also hit a target here for LendBTC. So you win some, you lose some, right? I think that was one of the first BitMEX signals that we hit stop loss for in quite a while. Last one was XRP, U19. But I also recommend it to keep that as a hold, because like I said, these altcoins are very, very, very nice right now in terms of risk to reward. So here's the question for the intelligent investor, for you guys to win this book. So how, and I've talked about this in the past, how many, or how, in terms of numbers, when I talked about Cambridge Analytics, that company that gives investment references to hedge funds and institutions on what to invest in, how many points, or let's say this, how many billions of dollars in managed assets does Cambridge Analytics provide investment recommendations for? That's the question. You can win the intelligent investor here. Just send me your address as well as a screenshot of your YouTube username on Discord, and we will send this book out to you. 2 days shipping, and we'll start heading towards this live call. I see we've got a full packed house here. Great to have some of you guys in that. I can't wait to talk to some of you guys. And we'll take a couple questions before we give this book away and wrap this baby up. Anthony says, when Bitcoin will hit 20 and more, just try to imagine Chainlink's price with all the new deals compared to most of the scams out there. You know, I'm going to have to look at a couple coins real soon for long-term potential. Chainlink is one of them. Atom is another one. 1BTC is another one. And there's a couple others that are on my list that I got from private references from within my network. And I'm going to have to do some more fundamentals on that, but I'm trying my best. You know, it was July 4th yesterday, and I just did my analysis on BAT, and that's why I went ahead and sent that as a long-term potential hold, you know, because I'm just loving the fact that the founder of BAT, the CEO, also was behind Mozilla Firefox, Netscape, some of the largest disruption technologies that we experienced in the early 2000s, and he's now behind Brave as well as BAT. And therefore, I believe there's huge potential for that to be the next Firefox, the next Google Chrome. And I think that would be a great, great, great thing, because the BAT or the Brave browser enables a lot more features than most people or most browsers. So Bacardi Man says 150 billion. Nope. Tom says 100 billion. Nope. Russell says 350. I said 300 billion. So Russell, you're the closest. So I guess you win. Eric said 600 billion. It was $300 billion in managed assets. That they recommend advice for. And for the first time ever in March, Brock Pierce told me that they sent a report out to these hedge funds. So these aren't articles that you'll see in the news. The news is all BS PR. You know, oh, MoneyGram and Ripple just partnered with each other. Oh, really? Cool. Yeah, let's go to a video from 2017 that I posted, and I actually had a headline, MoneyGram and Ripple Partners. Why are you repurposing an article from a year ago to gain more press? Oh, well, we just want the majority of you guys, you know, you guys just putting money in this market to get hyped up and lose money. You know, I don't think that's a good idea. No, I think you should look at real fundamentals. You should actually understand what value investing is, understand markets, long-term investing, swing trading, day trading. And then you realize, well, the majority of what the press says is wrong. And at the end of the day, you want to get your information from the right sources. I like to get it directly. And so one of my partners had communications with Bat. It was interesting too, because he approached them for marketing and they said they couldn't do it because their token is a security token. And therefore they would have to, it would be considered a quote unquote pump of their token, and that they weren't willing to work with my friend. And like, that was a huge, huge, like that was a huge thing for me. I'm like, that's good. I'm like, let me look more into this team. Like they're denying money. They're denying hype. They're denying some of the gray area, unregulatory, you know, things that some of these companies are testing and doing. And those are the companies that will turn into the next Facebook and Google. So Anthony says, Bat is great. You guys remember when Data Dash, he's a good friend of mine, Nicholas Merton, remember when he got all exposed because he did a promotion with Bat and stuff? That was an interesting time. I love Nicholas and all the other YouTubers. What other YouTubers you guys watch? Leave it in the comments, by the way. So Russell, send me that message. We'll get you that book. Send me your address as well as proof of your YouTube username with a screenshot, and send that to me on Discord. We'll get this Intelligent Investor book to you, and then we'll start heading towards our premium members only live call on Discord. For those of you not on the Discord premium group, you can still join the Discord. We do post the free signals there every now and then, and that is free for you guys. The link is in the description below. There's a mobile, web, and desktop version. I highly recommend it. There's tons of education here, trading patterns you can go through, helpful reads, and different resources. And so thank you guys so much for tuning into this live stream. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I know we have two requests here from Anthony. Your thoughts about BAKKT. Well, you did donate on the super chat, so might as well at least pull that chart up here. BAKKT is not pulling up on TradingView. So sorry, there's not much I can do about that. So for those of you in the premium group, we will start this live call in about 10 minutes. So 2:15 p.m. we will start this live call. Just join private live calls. You can connect your mic or you can just listen in if you're more of an introvert. And I appreciate all of you guys tuning in. Thank you guys so much. Make sure and remember to like the video. And until our next video, Naeem Al-Abadi here, and I am out.